Hello, and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. I am your host, Jeremiah Bullfrog, and today we are going to be looking at some poems that I am fond of. I am excited to let you all know that we have our very first guest on our podcast. From the Instagram messages we shared, he seems pretty excited as well to be on this podcast. So, please give a big applause to Midas. After each poem, I will do a little critiquing. Now, take my opinion for what it's worth to you. It is not exactly what everyone thinks. And if I ever have a poem of my own that I read on here, I will not be critiquing it. I will leave that to you, the people listening. Here's Midas.
Hello, my name is Midas, and this is my poem, Love is Gravity. Love is gravity. Love is meant for you to fall, for you to stumble on your own 2 feet. And when it feels like floating, it's only reminding you that the next step is to fall. To love is to fall. Love is gravity at its finest, and we can't escape the great fall that's expecting us, as the gravity of this situation is nothing but failing only to love again. To love is to smoke cigarettes until they fall to the ground. To love is to feel your heart crumble at every touch. To love is to feel yourself fall in reverse, only to realize the ground is close enough to crash.
Giving a physical attribute to love, such as gravity, is very, very beautiful. If I could add anything to this poem, I would say that just like gravity, love can also keep us grounded. If it is not because of love, why do we believe what we believe? Why do we keep on living? Why do we keep on to persist in this world? I love how the poet describes love as gravity, as in the case of falling into love. And is there always a bottom? Maybe sometimes there is no ground. I could also see the floating feeling start from the jump of excitement. You leap into the air, and you find yourself up in the air, only to come back down again on your 2 feet. That is love, I would say. It can be good, and it can definitely be bad. I've had heartbreak in my life, and it is very, very understandable. In this world, while we're still here on Earth, you could say love does fail. Every time we fall in love, we will always fail in love. And the reason would be because everyone dies. It doesn't even matter if you have been in a marriage for 40 years. Still, you or your spouse are going to die before the other one, and there will be heartbreak. I would also congratulate the first one to have not fought in a relationship. I have not seen that at all before. But I would congratulate the first one to have not fought in a 40-year relationship. Thank you so much for your poem, Midas. Let me ask you, is your pen made of gold? All right, so this one, I was going to make all of the D's exaggerated, but I'm not going to do that. This next poem is called Major Letter D by Denari 2225. How would it be without D? Have you thought about it? Dare there'd be so much we wouldn't have. There you see, I began with something beginning with it. The letter D knows well how important role it plays in all. You would probably not have a birth date. You never would, never you'd wait for birthdays. Nothing called date. Whom would you call when caught with a malady? Who would it be without a doctor? There'd surely be no one better to help us fight this pandemic, no one to diagnose a disease, no one to suggest a proper medication for it. There'd indeed be nothing called disease if no D. We all know well that where there's bad, there's good nearby, as it's nature's way to balance. Disease be the bad, and doctor is there to help. You'd be living forever on earth, as there'd be no word called death then. Immortal all, how exploded the planet would be, what earth would be, I wonder. There never would be anything called a dog, everybody's baby, cute little puppy, nothing such would subsist. That Christmas month, that feeling of the end of a year, that shivering winter, when would you experience it, if not December? How would it be if it was the night the entire time? No sunshine, no light. How dark it would be. It would be so if there were nothing like a day. Nothing like dance would be there. When playing music, how would you kill the excitement of it? Nothing would be liked if nothing such as dislike. Nothing like disconnecting, you'd only be connecting. No one would be disappearing, everyone would be just appearing. No desktop, only laptop. No danger, difficulty anywhere. Only safety and easy everywhere. How boring it'd be in that manner. I'm thinking, what would we say if there was nothing like a dress? What would you say instead of a drink? Those compliments, damn, dope, dashing, would it rule those comments sections? No Discord to hang out. What would be made in that case? How'd Marvel be without Doctor Strange in that case? I'd probably not root for Vampire Diaries, if not Damon as a character. How incomplete Stefan would be, without the best brother Damon. Football fanatics wouldn't have someone like Diego Martinez. Diego Maradona to admire. How would Fast and Furious be without Dominic Brack? No YouTuber named David Dobrik either. No Daddy Yankee, DJ Khaled, fandom out anywhere. Most importantly, nothing like a DJ for parties. The hit song Despacito would be never dropped. Denmark people would be glad you've your beautiful country to live. Be grateful that you have a duty. If not so, then how'd it be? Those with the names beginning with D, you should be thankful as you got your name for D. We all have dreams for this great D. We have something to chase and something to fulfill for it. Our fourth alphabet is, for sure, the most important one in our lives. All right, so that last one was a little hard to actually read, and I apologize. This poem made me think of other poems where they exclude the letter E. The letter E is so ingrained inside of our vocabulary that you would have to take so many loops and circles to actually write a whole sentence. For some sentences, anyway. For instance, because spider has an E in it, you would probably use a word like octoped. Yes, octoped bug. Or you could just exclude certain words inside of other phrases, like peanut butter. Instead of saying peanut butter, you could say just nut butt. I totally understand their reasoning, though. I love this poem because it's like, of course, we could always name these people, these things without a D, but what if those things that have D just never existed? The world would be very empty. Or in this case, because there is no death since it starts with D, that means the world would be very, very full. This poem had a very funny topic, and I absolutely loved it. The only problems I had were, it was a bit redundant for me with the would-be parts, and also it was a little hard to read. Or it was a bit hard to read out loud. In my mind, it was easy to read. But the humor inside of this poem is my kind of humor. I love making wordplay. So remember, kids, don't take the D lightly. This next one is silly, but I absolutely love it. I guess it was a prompt. This next one is called Silly Dreams, B.C. Bryan Prompt, by More Lodist. Iguana Parmigiana is a favorite in Montana. Bananas with Santa, a favorite in Ghana. Americana with Donna, in a bandana. In Atlanta with pajamas, in a cabana. This was a very short and sweet poem, and kind of funny. I love how everything rhymed. It gave me a feeling of exotic places and exotic food just in a few seconds. In fact, I wonder what a banana with Santa would feel like. And why that picture in my mind just became a little weird. This last poem is my own. I call it Remineralization by J.J. Bullfrog. Dentist, dentist, give me a break. I pay your price so I don't end up in a lake. The bottom is cold and so is my money. I'd rather use it to buy a house for me and my honey. Dentist, dentist, you made holes in my pants. You fill the holes in my head, but now I can't dance. Even an x-ray is exorbitant, extreme. The more you fist my pocket, the more I ream. Dentist, dentist, is there another way to get rid of disease and tooth decay? If there is, can you tell me, please? One patient won't kill your rich life of ease.
I want to thank everyone who has allowed me to put their poems into this podcast. I ask that each of the listeners will give these poets love by clicking the link below and go into my bookmarks. That's where you can find all of the poems from this podcast. Read them and think about them. If you want your poem inside of the podcast, please let me know by going to jjbullfrog.com. There you can contact me. Or you could go to JJ_Bullfrogstagram on Instagram. Or if you wanted to have your own voice with your poem, you could go to anchor.fm. I have a link below that will send you straight to the podcast there. And you can record your voice. Make sure to leave me a message with it, though. Either on Poetizer or Instagram or on the JJBullfrog.com website so I know who to credit. Thank you so much, everyone. I hope you all have a most wonderful morning. I'll see you in the next episode.